We are joined by Jeff O'Brien over at AM 1130. He is their lawyer extraordinaire. And you know what? I don't think that gives enough credit to you. So we've made Jeff our lawyer dash attorney dash barrister extraordinaire. If I could come up with any other names for what you do in other languages, I will add those too. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not too shabby. I just, it was horrible that we got 2 feet of snow this weekend. Oh, wait, that's in New York. How about that? It went right over us. I woke up Sunday morning, actually before I went to bed Saturday night, because this is going to get snow almost all day. I had just a couple little flakes on my windshield. I don't recall a storm ever just going over us or past us and heading east. Chicago got socked, and now New York. I mean, the TV stations based in New York, they're going nuts because they're not used to seeing a foot to maybe 2 feet of snow. And how about in California? Northern California got like 6 to 8 feet of snow. That's snow.
Yes, it is.
That's something. All right, we got a three and out. We do sports three and outs, and this is more of a newsy three and out. Let me say two words, and you take it from there. Lincoln Project.
Yeah, this is a group of, I think they're considered former GOP consultants now, and it's a consortium of folks that have been associated with losing campaigns: McCain, Romney, Kasich, all the they found themselves out of favor in the Trump era starting in 2016. So they had to make money somehow. So they've been the talking heads that CNN always runs to or MSNBC always runs to when they wanted to rip on Republicans, or particularly Trump when he was in office. And what we found out is that they've lined their own pockets. They pay them. They raise a lot of money from Democrat donors, and then they pay themselves. That's how they've been. The grifters got a grift. Well, one of the grifters has done a little bit more than that. John Weaver, who was an aide to John McCain during his presidential campaign, and was part of he was campaign manager for John Kasich's presidential campaign. New York Times came out with a story after mainstream media has been poo-pooing this amongst the story that's been reported in conservative circles for months. John Weaver is apparently a pedophile. Was grooming young men, offering them favors and such for some time. I think they've got about 14 different men or 21 different men that have
come forward
or boys. Yeah, the youngest being 14, which is just absolutely disgusting. And of course, the Lincoln Project is on its heels now and on the run, disavowing and claiming they had no knowledge or anything like
that. Okay, that's a bunch of hooey. This Karl Rove talked about this like in 2004. He came out and said something about Weaver. So everyone associated with this, George Conway, it's the way the Democrats have done it. You paint the broad brush. How could they not have heard these rumors or known about him? George Conway being the husband of Kayleanne McEnany, and this guy, they're all of them. That's disgusting. You know what? I saw something on social media, and I believe this to be the case. The Democrats got what they needed out of him. Now they want them gone. And they
absolutely, absolutely. Just a point of clarification: Conway is Kellyanne Conway's.
What did I say? Oh, Kellyanne Conway, not Mac. I'm sorry. Yeah. I said McEnany,
but. Yeah, he's just a despicable creature. He slagged on his wife's boss for 4 years because he didn't get the Solicitor General gig that he wanted with the Department of Justice.
Oh, so that's what it was all about. And my apologies to Kayleigh McEnany. Yes, Kellyanne Conway. It's one of the K's. Threw me off.
Yeah, exactly. it's the grifter class. And that's what I think a lot of people are getting upset about on both sides, is this group of politicians and their staffers and their consultants that just jump from position to position, campaign to campaign, keep making money, while the government doesn't seem to respond to anyone. So
no.
Well,
speaking of the government responding, you've got a response pretty strong against this, and rightfully so. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she would be the QAnon congresswoman from Georgia, right?
Yes, the woman that has on her social media pages over the years espoused various conspiracy theories, most notably that the California wildfires were caused by Jewish laser beams.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. She should be censured or gone, much like another anti-Semite should be censured. More than censured, they should be gone. They shouldn't be in Congress.
Yeah.
And the other one is our very Ilhan Omar, right?
Ilhan Omar, right, exactly. And, you know, and Marjorie Taylor Greene was unopposed in the general election. Ilhan Omar, when she survived her primary, she was essentially unopposed.
Yeah.
In that district. And if the Speaker Pelosi is serious about policing the statements of her members, Ilhan's got to be on the chopping block too. I mean, she has made anti-Semitic comments on Twitter and other places over the years, and has given a pass. And so if you're gonna expel one for making crazy outlandish statements, I think you have to expel both of them. And this is going to be or you could just run somebody, you know, run against these people that you know can beat them. If that's not the option, then I think if there's no, you can't have one standard for one side, one standard for the
but
other.
That's
side.
That's a typical thing.
An important point.
That's typical in Washington, though, and it's and the it Omar the things Omar has done and gotten away with. Where's the investigation about having the allegation she married her brother? Where's the investigation that she was diverting funds? You know, it's and the boy and the then boyfriend now husband. That all the money he's gotten, that's not a conflict of interest. It's or at least the appearance of it. She should be concerned about that. Nothing. Well, she's not worried about anything because she's been given the opportunity to just skate along, and she's doing it. And I would think this Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to try to become the same way. It's just no accountability for the their comments and their actions.
Well, the Republicans did have a situation. Had Steve King in Iowa for many years. And eventually, the Republicans there this last cycle found a primary opponent that beat them.
Well, it shouldn't take years, and because we don't,
it shouldn't only be one side shouldn't be the only one that's required to police their members. It should be, like I said, should be even across the board.
Well, I mean, and look at all. I'm not even going to get into all the comments made by the Democrats, basically pushing for violence against Trump supporters over the last few years. Yet, and what Trump did, I'm not going to go as far as insurrection because he did say peacefully and politically go down to the Capitol. But that incited some people, even though, by the way, it's important to note, I almost feel like I could defend him, not that I want to, but because he lost all of his attorneys, by just pointing out that the actual riot or the people that got in 20 minutes before his speech started. And it's like a 40 to 50 minute walk.
Yeah.
From where he was giving his speech to the Capitol. A lot of this happened while he was still chit-chatting. So it wasn't just people.
Yep.
He didn't just incite people that were in front of him. They came there wanting to create damage. And then they go back and say, well, Trump's the one, all his rhetoric over the years. The rhetoric from both sides. The comment by one of the congresswomen about going, and you see a Republican or Trump supporter, you get in their face. You know, this is just ridiculous.
Yep, Maxine Waters.
Waters.
Or the guy, the Bernie supporter that shot Steve Scalise at the park.
Nothing happened after that.
Yeah,
where was the strong, strong condemnation? So, anyway, all right, I'm getting too worked up. Let's go to item three. Kamala's stepdaughter shows up in some outfit on inauguration day, and suddenly she gets a contract with one of the top modeling agencies. And let me just say this. I'm certainly not going to talk about how she looks. But I will say she doesn't have the look of what a model had when I was growing up or even into adulthood. She looks nothing like a model to me.
Well, and the funny thing is I read nothing about that, but her comment, I remember interviewing, she was like completely taken, you know, just surprised by this. You know, this is more of the grifter is going to grift, right? I mean, this is, I think what people are getting frustrated about, you saw it last week with the stock market going after the hedge funds. And you know, you saw Biden shutting down the pipeline jobs. Is that really about the environment? Is that the fact that Warren Buffett's a big campaign contributor and has all the rail cars that ships the oil? This constant practice, especially in Washington, of rewarding your campaign donors or your family members. This was not supposed to be a career that you get rich on. You're supposed to be a public servant. And this country has to have a serious conversation. You know, this started with Bernie's people. There's some elements of that. And then, of course, the DNC put him back twice. Trump got through the gate, and so he had his people in there. But you continue to see this frustration. And it's not a Democrat issue. It's not a Republican issue. It is frustration across the country as to what our elected officials are doing and why are they getting so damn rich when they're supposed to be out there serving us.
You know what my biggest problem is with what Biden has done with all these executive orders, well over 40 now, is we have millions upon millions of people who have been out of work or distressed and harmed financially by COVID, yet his first order of business is to shut down the pipeline where there's at least 11,000 people and then sign an executive order about no drilling on federal land. Well, there's a lot of jobs that are impacted by that, which could be in the hundreds of thousands or more. And why not wait until the country gets back on its feet again from COVID? He claims he's going to be the COVID president. He's doing these things and it's harming people. And his whole thing about, well, you know, we want to take, and some of them are a 60-day break to take a look at him and study him. How about take the 60 days and let it continue, like giving a discount to a good-sized group of people for insulin? This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I read a good piece in National Review, actually, this morning, Bob, that says that Biden's got to stop blaming Trump. And he needs to get his act together on the vaccinations and get serious about COVID rather than, you know, he spends his days signing these executive orders on a variety of things, but he doesn't seem to, you know, his one comment on COVID was you can't change the trajectory of the virus.
Yes, and that one is why
Why are you there? It's like, why are you there then?
Yeah, well, he lied to people, or some would say. Anyway, all right, give me very, very quickly, just give me your pick for the Super Bowl.
I think Tom Brady and the Bucks are going to pull it out.
Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien, take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.